Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $310 million. Play today.
Good morning, I'm Jason Taylor. Governor Eric Greitens has ordered U.S. and Missouri flags at state buildings in Jackson, Clay, Platte, and Cass counties to be flown at half-staff today in honor of a fallen Kansas City firefighter. 51-year-old Battalion Chief Thomas Byrne died Saturday while on the job. He was a 30-year veteran firefighter. Missouri's Governor Eric Greitens pledging to work with the NAACP to improve the lives of African Americans yesterday, even when they disagree on some issues. Brian Howsworth reports.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
That's the sound of the Normandy High School Chorale performing at Tuesday's St. Louis County NAACP Legislative Day at the State House in Jefferson City. Keynote speaker Governor Eric Greitens emphasizing jobs, justice, public safety, and education, saying African Americans are hurting.
This is a common mission that can bring us together. And the fact is today and for too long, Missouri has not done a good enough job of meeting that mission, especially for African American young people.
Greitens telling the audience today's unemployment rate in many Missouri African-American communities for young men is 40% higher than in other communities. He supports education reform and charter schools, saying they are important for the success of African-American students. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
State House committees passed a resolution seeking changes to federal guidelines for sheltered workshops. Democratic House Member Rory Boland says individuals with developmental disabilities are suffering because of changes made in the last several years. Among them was the elimination of the bridge from school to work.
In the state of Missouri, children have to leave high school at the age of 21 with intellectual disabilities. Right now, sheltered workshops can't accept them until they're 25.
Sheltered workshops employ roughly 6,300 people with developmental disabilities in Missouri. A mother and her boyfriend have been charged with manslaughter after a 9-year-old allegedly shot and killed a 6-year-old sibling at a St. Louis residence early Monday morning. Police say the child found a gun while both adults were asleep at about 1:30 a.m. State Senator Doug Liblaw doesn't plan to propose this session an increase in Missouri's motor fuel tax. He still thinks a gas tax hike is the best option to help pay for repairs of the state's roads and bridges, however.
It's thought as much as 50% of the motor fuel user taxes that we collect in the state are from non-Missourians. They're traveling through the state and they stop and buy fuel and eat, whatever they do, spending money, tourism, whatever.
Last year, Liblaw's proposed a ballot measure passed in the Senate but did not make it to the House floor. Some lawmakers oppose a fuel tax increase. Missouri's Republican Senator Roy Blunt says recently resigned National Security Advisor Michael Flynn should be called to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating connections between Russia and the Trump administration. More news at MissouriNet.com. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.